this afternoon with Phil Holland, one of our excellent authors at SAS Press. And Phil, it's so good to see you. It's been a year since we last talked at a SAS Global Forum.
Yes, certainly. It's been a good year. It's nice to see you.
You too. Thank you. So what have you been doing since we spoke in Washington, D.C. last year?
Doing lots of papers at conferences. I've been working on a new book and basically doing marketing for the two books I've already got. Plenty of web activity as well. But in between, I'm editor of Views News, so every quarter I produce the new newsletter, which means trying to organize lots of other people to write for me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the new book you mentioned that you're working on, as well as let our listeners know the titles of the other two books you've already written.
Okay. New book is about Proc Template. I'm working with Kevin Smith, who's an ODS developer at SAS, and we're going to be looking at styles and text templates where Kevin has his expertise. And I've been brought in to do the ODS graphics templates. And I've been doing a couple of papers in the conference here on ODS stack graphics, just so it helps me write the book. The other two books are on the shelves here in the publishing booth. There's Saving Time and Money Using SAS, which I published through SAS Press back in 2007 now. And a newer book, which I published in 2008, called Power User's Guide to SAS Programming, that I actually published myself. Shelley is smiling at me, but that's selling quite well too. So I'm quite pleased that I can market books.
Well, you're almost up to almost a book a year, or a year and a half, at least since 2007 at this rate.
Yes, but this new book is going to be another year from now, because it's aimed to come out with SAS 9.3.
Okay.
So whenever that happens to be, will be when that book comes out.
Well, I know that in addition, you sort of touched on this a little bit earlier, besides writing books, you're very active writing tweets and participating in various social networking communities and websites. Do you want to tell our listeners how they can follow you or find you out there?
Okay. There's an easy way of following me on all of them, because the name Holland Numerics is the name of my company, and that's the tag I use for Twitter, for LinkedIn, and also another website called Squidoo, which is a single-page marketing site which I have links on for my books and for other SAS-related bits and pieces that I'm involved in, and also some non-SAS-related bits and pieces that I'm involved in too.
Do you have any advice for whether it be an author or just anyone out there who's interested in getting involved with social media? Do you have what would you suggest a good starting place?
LinkedIn, I find, is more business related. And so if you're interested in promoting you as a business, then LinkedIn is a good place to start and find people that you know. And as a result, the network builds up so people can link to you from elsewhere. So it's a network of friends in a business term. Twitter, it's a difficult one to start in, and I didn't actually start directly in Twitter. It was Squidoo that pushed me into Twitter. When I was creating the pages, it kept coming up with a little message saying, would you like to put your update on Twitter? So I did, not realizing what it was doing. And then I was followed by Alison Bolan, who's the SASCOM newsletter editor, and I thought, oh, maybe people are actually following me and I ought to think a bit more about what I'm writing, and then it sort of mushroomed from there. So I watch and follow other people, maybe respond to questions, and I continue with my Squidoo, which adds a little tweet every now and again when I do an update, but that's broadly what I do to try and publicize myself and my books, and also to help others on the site.
We've set a really good example, and we appreciate that. It's helping our other authors to have a good model to follow. So thank you very much for that. And in closing, know that you've been quite busy here at the conference. Can you tell us what you've been doing?
Yes, I have been extremely busy this time. I did some judging on the SAS posters, and then I had a paper this morning, and this afternoon I'm giving another paper.
Oh, thanks for sitting down. We appreciate you.
And there are various meetings which looks as though I'm going to be more involved in the organization of the Las Vegas conference next year.
Oh, congratulations.
So I think I might be having an interview with Shelley next year.
Yes, definitely.
In Caesar's Palace.
I know. I look forward to that. It's always a year before we see each other. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Phil. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, and good luck with your other presentation this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.